Okay, so we're on Daf Lamed Tet. So I'll pick up from the fifth, sixth line, Gufa, 39a, Lamed Tet Amud Aleph, and Erevin. So if you remember yesterday, we spoke about where you have an Erev over the course of 2 days, you have Yantav and a Shabbos. We spoke about in the previous Sugya. And according to Rabbah, if I make an Erev on the second day and I make a statement that this is the Erev, that's Hachana. I'm not allowed to do Hachana, you know, on Friday for Shabbos. I can't do Hachana. So Rabbah says you'll go, you won't say anything, and it'll work. And that's the way Rabbah takes it. You'll just be quiet, you'll stay there. And it's like sort of like plausible deniability. Like, you know, you're just going out there, nobody knows why you're going out there. So you're allowed to do it that way. So the Gemara brings down on the sixth line, Amar Rav Yehuda, and then we had a machloket about that. And then we had two Amarayim Abaye, and I think Rabbah Bar Chanin felt that there's no problem if you make a statement. If you're just doing the Erev in the same place as yesterday, it's not Hachana. It's just a continuation of what you had before. So on the sixth line, so Gufa Amar Rav Yehuda, we had a statement from Yehuda, Irei Braglab Yom Rishon, Ma'arei Braglab Sheni. If he, now Irei Braglab means like through physical presence. Again, there are two ways to set up a Ruvit Chumen. One is I plop myself in the place that I want my Makom Shvita to be. And then the other way is I have some food there, so I can plant the food, you know, before Shabbos or before Yantiv, and then when it comes, I'd say that that's where I'm at my Makom Shvita, or I have a Shliach do that. So now, Irei Baraglav, when you're Ma'arei Baraglav through physical presence, you don't require a statement, and it makes sense. In other words, if I'm physically present in location, that's like the best, you know, evidence of a Makom Shvita, right? If I pick myself up and I go there. So Irei Baraglav Yom Rishon. So again, we're talking about 2 days, let's say Friday and Shabbos. So Irei Yom Rishon would be Thursday night. So Irei Baraglav Yom Rishon, Ma'arei Baraglav Yom Sheni. So I go to the same place in Yom Sheni. I could do that. I don't require a statement either day, and that's fine. Irei Bepat Yom Rishon, Ma'arei Bepat Yom Sheni. So we don't know this yet, but it's going to come out that if I take pot, a loaf of bread, so I do have to make a statement when it's placed down there, or maybe I'm present or not, or the shliach places it down there. But I don't need to make a statement on the second day. In other words, on the first day I put it down, and then I'll put it down, or someone will put it down on the second day, it'll be just a continuation. Irei Bepat Barishon, if I did a pot on the first day, that's like Thursday afternoon, Ma'arei Baraglav B'Sheni, then I could go on Friday, and going into Shabbos and be physically present, I don't need to require statements. The problem with that, Irei Baraglav Rishon. But if on Thursday I was through physical presence, I established my Makom Shvita for Yantiv, which is on a Friday, Eim Arvim B'Pat B'Sheni. I can't on Friday take a loaf of bread, She'eim Arvim B'Chila B'Pat, because I can't. In other words, pot, this is the way Rabbah will understand it, I require a declaration. So once I make that declaration, that'll be a hachana. I can't have a hachana on Friday on Yantiv for Shabbos. All right, now the Gemara takes down the statements. Irei Bepat Yom Rishon, Irei Bepat Yom Sheni. So we could, if you have bread on day one on Thursday, you could have bread on Friday. So Amar Shmuel Votapat. So Shmuel says there, we didn't understand this. I explained it to you based on the Maskana. Shmuel says the same loaf of bread. So same loaf of bread. I don't require another statement. That's fine. Amar Ravashi, Dekanami Manitin. So Ravashi says, a careful reading of our Mishnah, we could deduce the same halakha that Rabbah is saying about with the bread. Dekatani, Ketzad Huose, how should one conduct himself if he wants to have an Erev on two successive days, one day is Yantiv, one day is Shabbos? Molecho Barishon Umachshich Alav Notlo. So he'll bring it down on Thursday, stay till nightfall, and then pick up his bread and go. He says, Ubalo. B'sheni machshif alav ochlo ubalo. The second day, he'll bring it back again, and then he'll eat it. But the idea being that he'll bring the same loaf of bread both days. So he brings the same loaf of bread both days, it's just a continuation of the previous one, and he doesn't require any further statement, and it's not viewed as hakana. That's the way Rabbah learns it, and Rabbah Yehuda is in accord with that. So v'rabbanan, now the chachamim were mechulak with Rabbah, and hold that making a statement is not a problem. So why then does the Tan of our Mishnah say you'll take the same loaf of bread? In other words, we take the same loaf of bread because I don't require a new statement with the same loaf of bread. If I have a new loaf of bread, I'll require a statement. But to make a statement is hakana. That's the way Rabbah learns the sugya. But the Chachamim who say making a statement is not a problem, making a statement is not a hachana, because it's just it's the same Arab, same makom that I have. So he says, so the, how will they learn the Mishnah of Rabbanan? Dil mahatam eitzatova kamashman. It could be the Tana Mishnah is giving me an eitzatova. In other words, that I could take the bread. I don't want the bread to be destroyed, you know, or some, you know, buddy, some animal to eat it or something like that. So I'll take the bread with me, and then I'll bring it back the next day, and then I'll eat it. So it works out well for me. Not that I'm a chuyif to do it this way. Rabba learns that that's the way I have to do it, because otherwise I'd have to have a statement. Okay, so let me just summarize again what we learned. Welcome, Michael. Welcome, everybody. So we're on Lamed Tet Amud Aleph. We got up to the Mishnah, Michael. So the basic idea we said is that Rabba learns if I have a Yontiv and then a Shabbos, and if I make a statement that I'm placing down my Eruv, you know, I'm making the statement on Friday, so I'm doing Hakana for Yontiv for Shabbos. I'm not allowed to do Hakana from Yontiv for Shabbos if I make the statement. If I don't make a statement, I don't have to make a statement, then I'm fine. So he said, Irei Baraglav, when I go through physical presence, I walk there and things like that, so I don't require a physical statement. If I leave my food there, I do require a physical statement. So, but if I have the same loaf of bread from Thursday and the same loaf of bread on Friday, I don't require a statement, and that's fine. But if I did Irei Baraglav on Thursday and then I leave the loaf of bread, or somebody leaves a loaf of bread on my behalf on Friday, it does require a statement. And according to Rabbah, that's not permissible. And we had a raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, I'll bring the loaf, or someone will bring a loaf of bread on my behalf on Thursday, and then the same loaf of bread on Friday, and they'll eat it. So that seems to corroborate Rabbah's opinion that I use the same loaf of bread. And Mamela, as a corollary to that, I don't have to make a statement that I'm making this for an Erev. In other words, it's assumed it's continue on the same thing. So the Chachamim who are mechulak with Rabba and hold the statement's not a problem, they'll learn, no, you could make a statement, you could bring two loaves of bread, but it's just the Tana Mishnah's giving me an Eitzah Tova. Here's an idea, you don't want to lose the loaf of bread, and you can, you know, recycle it and eat it later on. So that's just the Eitzah Tova. Okay, who's a question, comments to us, anything we did so far? Robert, you good? Okay. Yosef, you're good. Michael, it's time for your statement. Good group. Okay, all right, let's see further. Now the next Mishnah is, it actually relates to Rosh Hashanah, and it works this way with Daf Yomi sometimes, that the Cheshbon comes out that way. Sometimes you think, frequently, you find things in the Daf that relate to what's going on in your life or the calendar. So let's take a look at the next Mishnah. So again, the previous Mishnah, we spoke about Yontiv and Shabbos, right? We had 2 days. Remember, we had a machlok between Reb Lezer and the Chachamim. Reb Lezer held a 2 kedushot. In other words, Yontiv is 1 kedusha, and Shabbos is different kedusha. I can have different eruvim for each one. And remember, the Chachamim were mesupak, whether it's 1 kedusha or 2 kedushot. But as a result of that, they say that I can only continue on with the same eruv. If I try to change the eruvim or what eruv gets destroyed, then I have to do the chumras of both. All right, so now we're going to take up Rosh Hashanah. Let me say outside first, then we'll talk about this. So the Gemara is going to say that there's a machlok between Rabbi Yehuda, and it's going to come out to be Rabbi Yossi, where the Rosh Hashanah, let's say it's Rosh Hashanah, even in Eretz Yisrael, Rosh Hashanah is 2 days. So how do I view those 2 days? Do I view them as Sveika D'Yoma?
Yoma Arichta.
Right. Okay. That's very good. That's very good, Fern. You're a Talmidei Chachama. So do I view it as like any 2 days, like Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galio, that it's a Sveika D'Yoma? It means in Eretz Yisrael, I mean, generally speaking, in Chutz La'aretz, they weren't sure what day Rosh Chodesh was. Let's say by Pesach and Sukkot, they didn't know, you know, when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei was or when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was. So because of the Safek, they had to keep 2 days Yontiv. So they didn't know if today is today Yontiv, tomorrow Chol. Is today Chol, tomorrow Yontiv? They didn't know which one. So clearly, each day is a separate day for Halachot. Now, with Rosh Hashanah, outside of Yerushalayim, you have the same thing, right? In other words, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, outside Yerushalayim, you don't know which day is Rosh Hashanah the best and declared. And certainly outside of Eretz Yisrael, you don't know which day it was declared. So from that aspect, I would think it's the same Sveika D'Yoma. I don't know which day Rosh Hashanah is. But there's a different aspect with Rosh Hashanah that also, even in Yerushalayim, sometimes the Eidim would come min ha-mincha ulamala. In other words, witnesses saw the new moon on the night of Rosh Hashanah. Tomorrow night, they saw the new moon. And then they're climbing down or traveling a distance until they get to the Bezdin. maybe after the Mincha Shelbein Arbayim was offered. It was the Tamid Shelbein Arbayim was offered. So in an instance like that, the Beis Din would declare 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Even though they knew that the new moon was, let's say, tomorrow night, they would declare Shabbos and Sunday to be Rosh Hashanah. And so that gets into the issue. I mean, one way to understand that it was Yom HaArichta. It was, they knew which day was Rosh Chodesh. They knew which day was Rosh Hashanah, but they declared both days. And it means declaring one Kedusha for both days. So that would be the way it would go. Let me do the Mishnah. Then after the Mishnah, we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts, and then we'll move on. Okay? So let's do the Mishnah. So, Matnitin, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah Sheyarei Shemet Zaber. Let's say it's a Rosh Hashanah, and the person is concerned that Elul will be Meubar. In other words, Elul normally has 29 days. But if Elul has 30 days, so then there'll be, you know, the second day would be Rosh Hashanah. So, Ma'arev Adam Shnei Eruvin. So he can have two Eruvin for each eventuality. It means two different places for his Makom Shvita. But Omer, Eruvi Barishon Lemizrach, Uvasheni Lemarav. He could say, in other words, he's going to observe 2 days of Yantiv because he doesn't know which day is Yantiv. He doesn't know which day is Rosh Hashanah. I don't know if Rosh Hashanah is Monday. I don't know if Rosh Hashanah is Tuesday. But on Monday, I want to be at this point, and Tuesday, I want to be in that point. So he'll set up before Yantiv. Before Yantiv, he'll set up two Eruvei Tchumin, one for Monday, one for Tuesday. He says, Barishon Lamara B'Shein Mizrach, or in the alternative, for the first day in the West and the second day in the East. Or Eruvei Barishon, or I want to use my Eruv, my food, for day one, Uvasheni Kivnei Iri. On the second day, I want to be like everybody else in my town. I'm not doing anything different. Or Eruvi Basheni, or I want my Eruv to be for the second day of Yantiv. Uvarishon Kivnei Iri. The first day, I want to be like everybody. So that's what Tana Rabbi Yehuda says. In other words, that I could split it up. In other words, I can have two. I can have one Eruv for one day of Rosh Hashanah, another Eruv for the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So that works if I say that it's like it's two different days, not Yom HaRichta. It's two Kedushot, it's Sveika Dioma. So it makes sense that I can have one Eruv for one day and a different Eruv for the other day. That makes sense. But then the Gemara says, V'lo hodu lo chachamim. The chachamim did not agree with Rabbi Yehuda because they held, like Ferna had just said, that it's Kedusha Richta. It's one long Kedusha for both days. So I can't have an Eruv for one day here, one day there. Okay, that's the first machloket in the Mishnah. Let me just get through the Mishnah, then I'll take questions, okay? Then Rabbi Yehuda has another halacha. It all relates to the same thing. That again, we're talking about Rosh Hashanah. A person can make a tanai, a stipulation regarding a basket of tevel on the first day of Yantiv, and say that if today, in other words, he'll say if today is chol, then I want this to be separated, and this will be the Trumas Maasros. You're not allowed to separate Trumas Maasros on Shabbos or Yantiv. So say if today's Chol, I want this to be separated. If it's Kodesh, then I don't want it to be anything. And the next day he'll say, if today is Chol, I want it to be separated. If it's Kodesh, I don't want to do anything. So Mimanav Shach, then the Kalkala has been, you know, the Trumas Maasros have been removed from the Kalkala, from the basket. In other words, either way, either yesterday was chol or today is chol, but either way, I have myself covered. That's the way the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says. He says, "V'chein beitza shenol debarishon techel b'sheni." He says, also, if an egg was laid on one day of Yantiv, I can eat it on the next day of Yantiv. In other words, that's like before we were involved with Shabbos and Yantiv. But if I have 2 days Yantiv, so in general, everybody agrees with that. If I have 2 days Yantiv, Sveika Dioma. So if an egg is laid, let's say Sukkos is coming up, and well, it's a little bit, let's leave out Shabbos. But let's say I would have a, you know, 2 days Yantiv on Monday, Tuesday. So if an egg is laid on Monday, so I can eat it on Tuesday because either Monday was Yantiv, today's not Yantiv, or Monday was Chol. So either way, I could eat it. So he says the same thing. The same thing by Rosh Hashanah. And again, Beis HaShanolda, so the Gemara Masechet Be'ah learns, I think, four reasons why a Beis HaShanolda is prohibited. But two of the easier reasons are because of Peirot HaNoshrim, we don't want people to pluck fruit off trees, or we're afraid Mashkim Shazavu, we're afraid people will squeeze things like the juices of the grapes, we don't want them to do schita. So the egg that comes out, it looks a lot similar to that. He says, V'lo hodu lo chacham. The chacham didn't agree with him. So again, so the Tana Rabbi Yehuda has three halachot by Rosh Hashanah. They all relate to having like two kedushot for each day, or like a sveikat yoma for each day. And that is that I can have two different Eruvim for each day of Rosh Hashanah. I can do the Tevel and be, you know, take the Trumas and Masros from the Tevel over the course of 2 days, and Beitzah and Egg that's laid on 1 day is permissible on the second day. So it's all, the Gemara will ask why we need three cases, but it's all, we think, the same idea. Let me just do four more lines. Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas Omer, this is a different halacha, or how different it is, you'll see in tomorrow's daf. Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas says, Ha'over lefnei ateva b'yom tov shel Rosh Hashanah. Isn't it interesting how it comes up the night before Rosh Hashanah? I'm sure a lot of daf yomis are discussing this. Here we have the night before Rosh Hashanah, a Mishnah dealing with Rosh Hashanah in Masechet Erevin. So, would you think to look in Masechet Erevin if you wanted to have a Mishnah about Rosh Hashanah? And I see, like, but now you're learning, and now we all know where we're finding this Mishnah. So it says here, so over Lefnei Ateva Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, a person is davening Lefnei Ateva before the Aaron, it was the Shlich Tzibur on Rosh Hashanah. Omer Achlisenu Shem Elokeinu at Yom Rosh HaKodesh Hazeh, Ima Yomim L'Machar. He says, you should strengthen us, Hashem, among other things, he says, on this day of Rosh Chodesh, whether Rosh Chodesh is today or Rosh Chodesh is tomorrow. He says, "V'lamachar homer imayomi memesh." And then the next day he says, whether it's today or it was yesterday. He says, "V'lo hodu lo chacham." The chacham didn't agree with him. So with this is a different Tana. This is Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas. So the Gemara in tomorrow's daf is going to give two possible reasons why they didn't agree with him. Either it's working with this idea about Sveika Diyoma they don't agree with, or it could be they don't agree that you should mention Rosh Chodesh on Yom HaZikaron. In other words, they hold you don't mention, it could be they don't hold you don't mention Rosh Chodesh on Yom HaZikaron. All right, now who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did in the Mishnah?
When did the calendar officially switch to it's always 2 days for Rosh Hashanah?
So, again, during the time, it was always outside of Yerushalayim, it was always 2 days for Rosh Hashanah.
Right, but
The question is in Yerushalayim.
Right, when did they switch in Israel?
So it's tricky because the truth is that for many centuries they were doing 1 day Rosh Hashanah, and then the Baalei Tosfot made Aliyah in the Middle Ages, and they told them they should do 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So when you say when did they switch, it's hard for me to tell you when they switched, but that's the best I have with it.
But what was the reason? Because they stopped consulting with the witnesses?
No, you have to really wait till we get to Be'ah. You know, there was Be'ah is in a year, and we'll do the first sig in Be'ah. But it's the basic idea is, do I view all of Eretz Yisrael as Beit Avad? Can I view all of Eretz Yisrael as a place where the Sanhedrin could meet? And that being the case, maybe I should keep 1 day of Rosh Hashanah, because every place has the potential to just be 1 day Rosh Hashanah. In other words, the Beis Din can meet in Yerushalayim, the Beis Din can meet in Tveria, the Beis Din can meet in anywhere. So maybe it should be 1 day Rosh Hashanah. Or on the alternative, the Gemara mentions that sometimes even where the Beis Din was, the Eidim would come after Mincha on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So they didn't. So once the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im was brought, in other words, the afternoon sacrifice was brought, then the Eidim show up. So if they declare it to be Rosh Hashanah, they missed out on the Shir Shel Yom, they missed out on all the Korbanot. So they would declare 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, even where the Sanhedrin was located. So that cuts towards declaring 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. In other words, it was Machloket Rishonim, apparently, whether they should do 1 or 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael. But I don't need to tell you what they do now. Today we do 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in Israel. Okay? All right, let me just focus on our sugya though today. Okay, but if you stay, now we're doing Erevin. So we got to go through about a year and a half from now. We get to Be'ah. Then you stay for Be'ah, you'll get the first sugya in Be'ah. And Bli Neder will discuss it, okay? All right. Now,
we should all be healthy and well.
Amen. Okay, now.
I have a question.
Yeah, what's that? Well, that sounds
this is already understood by everyone. But once the Eruv is set up, whether it's a yaya, whether it's grapes or it's matzahs or whatever it is, symbolically that remains the Eruv, but it doesn't affect any of the other eating that takes place at that location.
Ruth, I'm not following what you're saying, okay? So I'm setting an Eruv Tchum, and that just relates to where I can walk on Shabbos. So what's the question about the food and other stuff?
What do you want? The purpose in setting it up is for that alone, but what about the Eruv itself, the composition of the food itself, which is the Eruv itself? Is that to be consumed?
So it doesn't, I don't think it has to be consumed. No, it doesn't. The main thing is he leaves it there. He could consume it if he chooses.
And is it only that person, or can he share it with his family?
No. So food for one person is shvita for one person. If he wants other people, he has to have more food. All right?
Okay.
All right. Now let's see further in the Gemara. And again, somebody had asked me yesterday about children and things like that. So it comes out, everybody has to agree to an Eruv. If it's an adult child, the child has to agree to the Eruv, and they need food for that child. So you have to, so you can be mezak to the child, in other words, above bar mitzvah, but they have to consent to it, and then I need food for that person as well. Okay, that's the way it works. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. So we mentioned there was machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and, quote, the Chachamim, unquote. So the Gemara says, man lo hodu lo. So who is it that's the bar plugta with Rabbi Yehuda? So Amarav Rabbi Yossi. So Rav says the Tana is really Rabbi Yossi. It's called the Chachamim, but it means the machlok between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. The Tana, because we learn in the Brisa, somebody is not... Yeah, Ruth, you got to mute yourself. All right, one second.
Sorry.
Okay, I got you. Okay, that's it. See, when you leave yourself unmuted, I hear all this noise. Okay, so now everybody's muted. Okay, so Amarav Rabbi Yossi, the Tani, we learned in the Brisa, Modim Chachamim L'Reblezer. Now, remember, this is going back to the previous Mishnah we had in the previous Sugya with Yantiv and Shabbos. So Reblezer held there were two Kedusha, two in separate days, and the Chachamim held it's one Kedusha, right? Remember, we did this yesterday or the day before. So, but even though Chachamim hold it's one Kedusha when I have Yantav and Shabbos, Monachim Rav Lezer, Rosh Hashanah, Sheyarei Shemet Taber, they agree when it comes to Rosh Hashanah that I'm afraid that Elul might be Mu'ubar, 30 days in Elul, Ma'arei Vadam Shnei Reuven, that a person, the Chachamim who held by Yantav and Shabbos, is one Kedusha. So I can't have a different Eruv in one place for each of the days. I have to keep the same location. But they agree that by Rosh Hashanah that I could have two Eruvin. He can have my Eruv for the first day of Rosh Hashanah to the east and the second day to the west. Barishon l'marav v'sheni l'mizrach, or to the west and then to the east. Eruv v'rishon v'sheni k'vnei iri. I want my Eruv on the first day and the second day I want to default like everybody in the town. Eruv v'sheni v'rishon k'vnei iri. So the Tana Kama here is really the same as Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. In other words, it's two Kedushah, I could have two Eruvin. But here's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Oser. Rabbi Yossi prohibits one from having two different Eruvin for the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So we see that it was like removing the veil, the mask. So the Chachamim in our Mishnah are the Tana Rabbi Yossi. Let me just do a few more lines and I'll pause. So Amar Lahen Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree that Rabbi Yossi says I cannot have two different Eruvin for the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, like it's like Kedusha Richta, like Vernon taught us. So the so I can only have one Eruv. So Amar Lahen Rabbi Yossi, Yetem Modim Shimbo Edim and Amin Chalamala Shnogim Oto Yom Kodesh Lamachar Kodesh. Don't you concede that when the Edim come late in the afternoon and they say, last night we saw the moon, but they come after the mincha, after the korban tamid shel ben arbayim, the afternoon korban tamid. Once the afternoon korban tamid is offered, no other korbanot can be offered. And the korban tamid, if there's a shir that's recited over the korbanot tamid, and they said the weekday shir. So I did everything kol. In other words, they were careful. In other words, every year they'd be careful not to do malacha the day they thought might be Rosh Hashanah. And then they're waiting, not doing malacha. Then the Edom show up and say, you know, we saw the moon last night. And so, but now, if Bezin declares today Rosh Hashanah, they miss out on the Korbanot, they miss out on the Shir Shel Yom, everything, in other words, they celebrated in the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash like a Yom Chol, like a Vachdik way, day. So they did, so don't you agree under those circumstances that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and afterwards, or when time of the Beis HaMikdash, that they would observe 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, even though they knew that the new moon had been, let's say the new moon was Sunday night, and Monday they came, the Edom come up, late Monday afternoon, 4 o'clock, don't you agree that they observe Rosh Hashanah Monday and Tuesday, even though they knew that really the new moon had been on Sunday night? So why are they doing 2 days? The Torah only says 1 day, but it really means it's like they're doing 2 days, but it's one Kedusha. So the Gemara says, so don't you agree? So if you agree on that, so Mela, you should agree that you can't have two different Eruvin. In other words, there, in this, that's Kedusha Richta. So the Gemara on the top line on Lamed Tenu Beis, Rabbanan, Hatam ki hechid lo zuzulebe. The Chachamim say no. Over there, really, the first day, in my example, Monday, was really a weekday. And really, they're declaring Tuesday to be Rosh Hashanah. And the only reason they said that you should, like, treat this day as Kodesh is they're afraid that next year people will start doing Malacha. In other words, everybody knows when Rosh Chodesh Elul is. And they know today's the 29th of Elul. So now, tonight, they know it might be Rosh Hashanah or it might not be Rosh Hashanah. But we don't want anybody to do malacha on the night that might be Rosh Hashanah and the day that might be Rosh Hashanah until we're able to mevarer everything. And then frequently the Edom show up, and then Tikkun Tei is indeed Rosh Hashanah. So, but if we say now, today, not Monday, Tuesday is Rosh Hashanah, and Monday, you know, you can go get in a car now. So next year, we're afraid there'll be Mezalzel on Monday. So because of that, they said don't do malacha. But really, Rosh Hashanah was just one day. It was Tuesday. That's what they said. So the Chachamim hold that when you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, it's Sveika Diyoma. And so I don't know which day Rosh Hashanah. So each day I could do independently a different Erev. and the Beitza, this is the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. And the Beitza Shnol de Bezeh is Mutarit Bezeh. And I can do it with the Tevel. And Rabbi Yossi holds is all one Kedusha. Okay, who's got questions, comments to us, anything I did so far? Everybody's really quiet tonight. It must be Amos. Welcome, Livy. We missed you last night, Livy. Be as dear Kagangan. I can't hear you. You're muted. You unmute yourself, Livy.
I have to prepare the shoshim and things like that.
Oh, okay.
How come we speak about Rosh Hashanah when we are going to go with Rosh Hashanah? How come it comes like that?
Wait, how come? Say again. What?
What's about Rosh Hashanah and tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah?
I said. It just worked out this way. This is the way it works out in Daf Yomi, Olivia. You find all these different things in the Gemara that relate to what's going on. That's just the way it worked out. All right. Any other questions, comments, thoughts? Okay. All right. Let's do. We're moving. We're on the move, ladies and gentlemen. All right. So now we're on the top line on Lamed Tet Amud Beis. Okay, the top line, 39b, the top line. B'yodomar Rabbi Yehuda v'chule. So Rabbi Yehuda has three halachot that seem all to be the same idea, that it's a sveika diyoma. One halacha is I can have one eruv for one day, another eruv for the other day. The other is that I can, you know, be mitaken the basket with tevel, so I could take or designate the truma and the masro. As I say, this is a designation, today's chol, it's designation, otherwise nothing. And the next day I say, if tomorrow's chol, it's designation, otherwise nothing. And the other is the beitzah. If the beitzah is laid on one day, it's permissible the other day. So why do I need all three cases? Votam Rabbi Yehuda b'chulei, utzricha. It was necessary to teach me all three cases. Diyashmina, now we have Rosh Hashanah. He means about the Eruvin. But the Bach Girsa is Reisha. But either way, it's the first case in the Mishnah. He told me the case with the Eruvin, that I could have two different Eruvin. Bahakam Rabbi Yehuda, Shlomo Ka'avid Midi. He doesn't really do anything different. In other words, he sets up the Eruvin before Yantiv. In other words, before Yantiv, he puts food down in location A, he puts food down in location B. And then he makes statements, you know. So he's not really doing anything on Yantiv. So I would say that's why he says you could do it. He says, but with the basket of Tevel, it sort of looks like he's doing something on Yantiv. In other words, he says, you know, if today is Chol, so this will be the Truma, it looks like I'm attacking the Tevel. He says, Ema Moduluhu L'Rabbanan. I would think maybe Ad Kedei Kach, to do so much, to affirmatively, you know, take a positive act, which seems to undermine the Kedusha day, he agrees with the Chachamim that I can't do that. And the Chachamim here are Rabbi Yossi. We said, the Yashmin and Hani Tarti, if you told me the first two cases, there's no reason to make a gzera, like a safeguard to prevent people from doing something in the future with this. About Beitza, but when it comes to the Beitza, Beitza Shinolda, the Ikal Migzabra, Mishum Perot Anoshim, and Mishum Mashkin Shazabu, by Beitza, there's a concern that people will either pluck fruit from trees. In other words, like the animal, the hen that's laying the egg is like, it's like the fruit falling from the tree. So I'm not allowed to take fruits that fall from a tree because I might come to pluck the fruit from the tree. And similarly, or mashkim shazavu, if juice oozes from the grape, I'm not allowed to take that juice on yantiv because I may come to squeeze grapes. So I would think that there's a reason I should not allow the Beitza Shnolda B'yantiv, even though it was born on one day, and for the next day, maybe I should be careful with that because of the potential I need gzeirot. So Ema Modelu Rabbanan Tzricha. So I would think that he agrees with the Chachamim, then in those cases I should stay away from it. So no, so therefore he had to teach me each one that's permissible. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, let's keep moving. Now, Tanya, Kesan Rabbi Yehuda Mane Adam al-Kakala B'yomtav Rishon v'Ochla B'Sheni. So what exactly are the specifics? Again, the Bryce is elaborating on that which we learned in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says a person can stipulate concerning a kalkala, as a basket of untithed produce. And I told you what how it'll work with that. And then he can eat it on the second day. Again, I'm just repeating again. So he's got a basket of untithed produce. Trumas and masos weren't taken from it. I'm not allowed to take trumas and masos on Shabbos and Yantiv. It's either Ramaka Bapatish. Anyway, or it's the type of tikkun. But he could do it tonight. He says, if today's chol, this I'm designating as Truman Meiser. If today's Kodesh, I don't want this to be a designation. And the next day, he says, if today's chol, I want this to be a designation, it's Kodesh not. So the next day, he can definitely eat it, because either way, either yesterday was chol or today's chol, so you can eat it. That's his case with the kalkala. So he says, so how does he do that? So now the Gemara says, Hayulufanav shtei kalkalot shel tevel. Let's say he's got two baskets of tevel. Tevel means untithed produce. He says, Omer, imayom chol, ulmachar kodesh. If today is chol, today is weekday, and tomorrow is really yantiv, tehezu trumazu. I want basket A to be truma for basket B. But if today is really yantiv and tomorrow is in yantiv, then my words mean nothing. And then he declares it to be truma. And then he leaves it. The next day, the next day he says the same thing. If today's chol, I want this to be truma for that. He says, and then he declares it to be truma, and then he eats it. So that's the way to do it. Rabbi Yossi Oser is, he prohibits doing in this fashion. We said already, Rabbi Yossi holds Kedusha Richta, it's one long Kedusha. So Mela, I can't separate Trumas Masros from it on Yantiv. B'chenei Rabbi Yossi Oser b'shnei yamim tovim shel galiot. Rabbi Yossi, this seems like a Trumas Chomer, the way we understand it right now, that Rabbi Yossi would aser not by Rosh Hashanah, by Yantiv Sheni shel galiot, it means by Sukkot, by Pesach, by Shavuos, he would aser doing the same setup. In other words, like each yantiv, when we have 2 days, so each day could be yantiv, could be chol. There are many things where I can make this stipulation, and just like that, and say if today's chol, then I want this, and otherwise, or else, and then tomorrow's chol, I'll do it that way. Or let's say the simpler case, Beis Lishanolda, an egg is born on one day, so it's permissible the second day. Because either it was born on yantiv, so the next day is chol, or it's born on chol, so the next day is permissible. So to have it on yantiv. So Rabbi Yossi would aser even Shneyam Tov Shel Galiot. So we don't understand why he would aser it, but he's going, you know, to an extreme with this. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? All right, I'm going to move on. All right, let's keep moving. Now, Hahu Bar Tavya Da'at to the Bay Reish Galuta. There was a deer that was brought to the house of the Reish Galuta. The Itzid B'Yom Tov Rishon Shel Galiot. Now, the Reish Galuta is in Babel, so that's like in Chutz La'aretz. It's like where they're doing Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galiot, like we do here in America. So it was captured by non-Jews on the first day of Yantiv. V'Ishtachot B'Yom Tov Sheni. And then the Jews shechted it on the second day of Yantiv. Now, the Goyim, if they capture things on Yantiv, so I can't benefit from it, but I have to wait till Bechdei Shiasu, the amount of time it takes to do it. But then the next day, so it's Bechdei Shiasu, I wait the amount of time to capture it, and then I can benefit from it. Let's see what's going on. So Rav Nachman, Rav Chista, Achlu. So Rav Nachman, Rav Chista ate from the deer. We're fine with this, and then the second day we're eating it, we're good. He says, Rav Shesha lo achal, Rav Shesha didn't eat from it. So I'm Rav Nachman. What am I going to do with this Rav Sheshet? He's so machmir, he doesn't eat from this deer. So he says, he doesn't eat from the flesh of the deer. So I'm the Rav Sheshet. So Rav Sheshet said to Rav Nachman, how can I eat from this deer? He says, the Tani Isi, because Isi taught in his Brisa, but Amri Lo Isi Tani, and let's say Isi Tani, didn't the Isi teach? I mean, it's just like Isi Tani would be a statement, and the other would be like a question, like Isi Tani, didn't he teach this? Rabbi Yossi Oser Shnei Yamin Tovim Shel Galiot. Rabbi Yossi would Oser, if something was done on one day of Yantiv, so it's prohibited the second next day of Yantiv. So this, we were working with the idea that if the Goyim capture the food on the first day of Yantiv, so then the next day I just have to wait till after Yantiv's over, Bechdei Shiasu. But if one day was Kodesh, even assuming arguendo the first day was Yantiv, the next day then would be Chol. Then so I just wait till Bechdei Shiasu, let's say an hour. Or if the first day was Chol, then certainly I have no problems. But the Tana Rabbi Yossi says, I have to be Machmir, just like by Rosh Hashanah Kedusha Akkad, I have to be Machmir within 2 days of Galiot. So I'm not eating the meat. So the Gemara says, Amarava, Umay Kusha, why is that a contradiction, what Rabbi Yossi said, with the conduct of Rav Nachman and Rav Chista, who ate the meat? He says, Dilma hachi kamar, maybe what it means is like this, v'cheinaya Rabbi Yossi oser, v'shnei yamim tovim shurosh hashanah, begola. Maybe it just means, when it says in the Braisa, it says 10 lines above, v'cheinaya Rabbi Yossi oser, v'shnei yamim tovim shal galiot, perhaps he just meant by Rosh Hashanah. In other words, we know that by Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yossi holds it's Kedusha Richta, which is the way we hold Halach L'maisa, that Rosh Hashanah is one big Kedusha. So maybe when he says that he's Oser B'Shnei Yom Tov Shel Galiot, he means B'Shnei Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Begola, just like he's Machmir in Eretz Yisrael with 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, so he's Machmir also in Chutz Aretz with 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So Ihachi Shalgaliot, but go let me violate. If that would be the pshat, the Brisa would not have used Shalgaliot. If it uses the term Shalgaliot, and I can't explain this 100%, but if it says Shalgaliot, it means it's a din that only applies in the Chutz La'aretz. That's Shalgaliot. I mean, that would be only on the 2 days of Yantav, the way it is. He says, but Begola mi violate. If it's something that applies in Eretz Israel and also in Chutz La'aretz, it should say Begola. So the Gemara makes a deal that it's a nice idea, but it doesn't fit in with the language of the Brisa. So Am Rav Asi, Umay Kusha. Rav Asi tries a different way to reconcile it. Again, Rav Nachman and Rav Chista ate from the deer meat. And Rav Yossi says that, you know, with the 2 days of Yantiv, you have to be Machmir. So he says, why is that a contradiction? Dil Mahachi Kamar, maybe this is what it means. V'chenei Rav Yossi osa isur shnei yamim tovim shel galiot, ki shnei yamim tovim shel Rosh Hashanah l'rabanan desharu. This seems like a kind of like sort of pressed pshad, but it's saying Rabbi Yossi would treat the prohibition of 2 days of Galiot like the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah l'Rabbanan. In other words, the potential for prohibition, he would treat it like the Chachamim who are Mekiel. In other words, so when it says Yantav Shinish al Galiot, he would give that the treatment that the Chachamim gave on Rosh Hashanah that he disagreed with, meaning that it was permissible. So it's just now, it is a kind of like stretch pshat. So Rashi says, let's see the Rashi on this. 1 minute. Yeah, if you look in the Rashi in the medium wide lines, on the fourth medium wide line, Umutam Tirutzi Hachi Milta, it's more preferable to explain this way, below Nuki Shabeshta Rabbi Yossi, the Kaimla Rabbi Yossi Nimuki Mo, Vahai Chumra below Tamahu. In other words, to explain it to simple pshat is a stringency, we can't come up with a reason for this. And the Gemara says Rabbi Yossi has Shrena Svaras. And so if there's a way for us to explain the Brice in a way that makes more sense to us, that makes much more sense than we should explain in a way that he's got a Chumrah. We can't figure out a reason for the Chumrah. So in Sof Kol Sof, the Gemara is saying that really Rabbi Yossi's Mekil with 2 days of Galiot, not that he's Machmir with it. So now Rav Sheshet's off on a limb, because now that was his whole basis for it. Let me just do a few more lines, then I'll pause. He says, Ashchei Rav Sheshet, the Rav Bar Shmuel. So Rav Sheshet, who had been machmir not to eat the deer meat, under the mistaken notion that, you know, it's like one kedusha, even if it's Yantav Sheni Shel Galiot, he says, or that he has to do chumras like Astra, as if it would be one kedusha. So Ashchei Rav Sheshet, the Rav Bar Shmuel, Amalei, Tani Mar Midi B'Kedusha. Did you learn any brisa that relates to whether one kedusha, two kedushas for the Yantav Sheni? So Amar Lei, Tanini says, we learned the following brisa. Motor Rabbi Yossi b'Shnei Yamim Tovim Shel Galiot, that Rabbi Yossi concedes with Shnei Yamim Tovim Shel Galiot. It means he agrees that there's a heter one day to the next heter day. So then now Rav Sheshet's really up a creek. So he says, Amar Lei, Rav Sheshet said, Imashkach Luhu, if you encounter Rav Nachman, Rav Chista, who felt I was too machmir with the meat, please do me a favor, lo tem lo midi, don't say anything, I'm too embarrassed about this. It's coming out like, you know, like this riot is not going like me, so I don't want anybody to know. Anyway, so let's just review a little bit, and then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. So I guess the basic idea we have is when I have Yantav Sheni Shel Galiot, so I can always leverage one day against the other day. So if something's prohibited one day, it can be permissible the next day. You know, like the Beis Hashanah, the Bezeh is Mutaret Bezeh. You know, that's the way it works with Yantav Sheni of Galiot. So, but on Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yossi was Machmir, like to have one Kedusha. And then the Gemara thought maybe it applies even Galus, he holds that way, by other Yom Tovim. The Gemara seems to say no, not that way at the end. Okay, who's the question comes to us, anything we did?
So why didn't Rav Sheshet eat this deer?
He he was acting under the misapprehension of halakha, it sounds like. He thought that
he thought of Yossi holds even for Galut.
Yom Tov, right. Galut. In other words, that sounded like the plain meaning of the earlier Braisa. If you look midway down the column, it says, so he assumed, Rabbi Yossi is a Tana, so Rabbi Sheshit assumed that there's a reason for Rabbi Yossi, and then I can't eat the meat on the second day of Yontif. But the emes is that there's a way to touch that up differently. And then there's another brice that says explicitly the Rabbi Yossi's moda, Bishnei Yom Tov Shel Galiot.
So how we got out of Shel Galiot.
So we said that he means that in Yontif Shnei Shel Galiot, he holds like the Chachamim hold for Rosh Hashanah. It was the Chachamim were mechulik with him. They hold by Rosh Hashanah that it's two kedushas.
It's separate, yeah.
So that's what that he holds concerning that Easter. He holds like
the
Chachamim in Chutz La'aretz, you know, for Russia, like the Chachamim do for Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah,
he holds that way in Chutz La'aretz. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody good? Okay, we're two lines from the bottom on the Matanah Beis. Amrabashi, Ladidi Amar Li Amemar. He says, now, Rav Ashi has a different version of what happened with this deer case, and so we have a different fact scenario now. So Amar Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi is the end of the Zman HaMoraim, but Amar Rav Ashi, Didi Amar Li Amemar, Amemar said to me, Ahu Bar Tavya, Lavet Sudi Itzid, it was not captured on the first day Yantiv, like we said, and then Shechted on the second day Yantiv, top line of Memun Aleph, Elami Chutzit Chumata, skip the 2 days Yantiv, means on one day of Yantiv, it was taken by presumably by Goyim, from outside the Tchum. In other words, so the deer was brought from outside the Tchum on Yontiv, and that's the issue. So the Gemara says, Manda achal sabar, habab shvil Yisrael zeh, mutar l'Yisrael acher. So the ones who ate, i.e. Rav Nachman and Rav Chista, they felt even the Goyim, now if a Goyim does work for a Jew, so Jews are not allowed to benefit, any Jew is not allowed to benefit from Yantiv. But when it comes to bringing something outside the Tchum, if something was brought for Reuven, Shimon could benefit from it. So the first Chachamim, Rav Nachman and Rav Chista, held that the Goyim brought this deer from outside the Tchum, and they brought it for the Reish Galuta. So that's fine. So the Reish Galuta can't eat it, can't have it, but we can eat it. We can shecht it and eat it. That's the way they felt. That's why they did it. He says, Uman de lo achal, Rav Sheshit, who didn't eat from the deer meat, Savar called Ati the Bei Reish Galuta, died to the Kula Rabbanan Ati. He held that anybody who brings anything to the Reish Galuta, it's with the knowledge that it's for all the rabbis. And it was like a public official, and it's understood for everybody. So it's a totally different issue. In other words, the way this version is going, it's got nothing to do with the 2 days Yantiv, one Kedusha, two Kedushot. It's a totally different issue. It's benefiting from something that's brought from outside the Tchum. So he says, so the Gemara says, that's nice. But a few lines ago, we said that Rav Sheshit encountered Rabbi Bar Shmuel and said, do you know anything about two kedushot? And then he said, yeah, the Braisa says this, the Rabbi Yossi says it's permissible. And he says, don't tell the other rabbi. So it doesn't talk like it sound like outside Tzchum. It sounds like with the kedushot. So he says, Lo ayu dvar ma'olam. He says, that never happened that way. He disagrees that it ever happened. That conversation never happened. So according to the second version, or the second version, it's something that just relates to Tchum, doesn't relate to the Kedushot. All right, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did? All right, now, let me just remind everybody. First, I want to wish everybody, obviously, a very happy, healthy New Year. It's the last day of the year. You know, last day of the year is always good to end off on a good thing. It's good that you're all learning on the last day of the year. It's also good to start the year with a good foot. So we're going to help you along with that with Daf Yomi. We have Daf Yomi Bli Neder on Shabbos at 5:30 p.m. And you can't substitute, you know, to be learned with the Chabura on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. I think it's an Indian, really, just to be with the whole group. Just learn Daf Yomi on the first day, the first 2 days, you know, just start off the year on the right foot. And we're talking about Yirei Baraglav, so it's Shaykh to talk about, you know, on the right foot. So Bli Neder on 8:30 on Shabbos, I'll be giving the Daf Yomi. Then on Sunday at 5:40.
What?
5:30. I'm sorry, 5:30. Yeah, right. 5:30 p.m. on Shabbos, then 5:40 p.m. on Sunday. Now, Monday, Tzom Gedalia. So the fast ends somewhere around 7:45. I don't know exactly, but I'm going to do Daf Yomi at 8:30 p.m. that night. Okay, I sent out a notice at 8:30 p.m. on Monday. And I think that's it. Let me stop the recording, and then let me wish everybody a good year.